means time again for Triple Team Traffic. And Eric, you said it's easing up a little bit out there, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. If you're heading from downtown to the point of the mountain, that's usually about a 20-22 minute travel time. Now, you're probably looking about 25-30 minutes, but not too bad compared to earlier. Right now, southbound slowing continues past the South Interchange and then between 123rd South and Bangor Highway. Northbound slowing in that same area in Draper, the Bluffdale-Draper area. And you've got southbound slowing continuing on Bangor Highway thanks to an earlier accident on 90th South. Now that's also starting to ease a little bit too. Andy?
Those of you getting ready to go over Point of the Mountain, still have brake lights from the point all the way down to just before Main Street, Lehigh. The crash on the SR-92 exit off I-15 is clear, so that's not really backing onto the main flow anymore. Don't see any I-15 delays at all between Pleasant Grove and Spanish Fork at the moment. Mark?
You can roll up out of South Salt Lake, this time through downtown and into Davis County, northbound I-15 with no delays, but you will get still some leftover rush hour volume between Farmington Lagoon, Highway 89, and Layton Hills Mall. Worst of that stretch right now is about Burton Lane. And you have overflow delays through Fruit Heights right now that continue Highway 89 northbound. Valley Office Systems with printer, copier, and scanner technicians on call 5 days a week. The only authorized independently owned Ricoh dealership on the Wasatch Front. Valley Office Systems always on your team. Mark Jackson of the KSL Traffic Center.